नेहाचात्यंत संवासा कस्यचित् केनचित् सह राजन् स्वेनापि देहेना किं युजायात्मजाद्भिः. इन दिस वर्ल्ड नो वन हैज एनी परमानेंट रिलेशनशिप विद एनीवन एल्स ओ किंग. वी कैन नॉट स्टे फॉर एवर इवन विद अवर ओन बॉडी. व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ अवर वाइफ चिल्ड्रन एंड द रेस्ट. श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 49 टेक्स्ट 20. एट द आउटसेट वी विश टू इंट्रोड्यूस अवर सेल्स एज अरुण वीरमणि एंड विनीता अरुण, पेरेंट्स ऑफ अवर ओनली चाइल्ड नताशा. वी वुड लाइक टू इन्फॉर्म द रीडर्स that the seed of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness was sown in us after the birth of Natasha in Mumbai, India in 1988. Both of us are professionally qualified and were working as senior executives in the corporate and banking sector respectively in Mumbai. I was transferred on promotion to New Delhi in 1990, and it was there that I got in touch with the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, in 1991. In the year 1994, in Mumbai, we obtained the mercy of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami, disciple of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder Acharya of ISKCON. And we took initiation from Him so that we could become stronger to pursue the path of Krishna consciousness. Our initiated names are Anand Mohan Das and Vrindavaneshwari Devi Dasi. Natasha obtained her spiritual name Nandarani from His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami in June 1998. In 1999, having worked for 2 decades, both of us resigned from our respective jobs. Anand Mohan Prabhu had decided to work on his own and I wanted to be a housewife. In this way, we realized that we could devote more time to pursue the real asset and goal of life, Krishna consciousness, in a systematic way. Admittedly, Krishna does take care of those who surrender to Him. In accordance with Krishna's will, we spent the next 2 years with Nandrani visiting most of the holy places in India until we lost her in a strange way in the month of September 2001. On September 15, 2001, Anand Mohan Prabhu had gone out on some work, and at about 11 a.m., I went to attend the Bhakti Shastri class at the Juhu temple. Nandrani was alone at home, working on her school assignments on the computer. When I entered the house at about 3 p.m., the computer was on in the bedroom, and I found Nandrani sprawled on a couch with a dhoti tightly wound round her neck. As usual, Nandrani wore neck beads with Narsimha Kavach and Tilak. Upon seeing her, I immediately uttered the various names of Krishna, namely Keshava, Madhava, Narayana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and the Narsimha prayers in Nandrani's ears, all the while requesting her to open her eyes. I then rang up Anand Mohan Prabhu, and with the help of the neighbors, I took Nandrani to the hospital. By the time Anand Mohan Prabhu came, she was already declared dead. The security guard of our residential complex, whom the police suspected, was nabbed early the next morning, and in police custody, he confessed to the murder. He told the police that Nandrani had called one of the security guards of our residential complex to ward off a cockroach that she saw in the bedroom while working on the computer. We normally call upon the security guard for any assistance in the house. Incidentally, Nandrani was always scared of cockroaches and would scream even if she spotted one in the house. The security guard said that he came home to ward off the cockroach, and in the process of seeing Nandrani alone, he confessed that his mind went berserk and he caught hold of her hand. But she resisted and started shouting. Afraid of being exposed, he throttled her and escaped. After the post-mortem, the body of Nandrani was released and brought home. By then, almost all the devotees of the Juhu temple and many congregational devotees were there with us at our home, chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. After being bathed with Ganga and Yamuna Jal, Sahasra Tirth Jal, and offered Vrindavan dust, Nandrani was dressed in a gopi dress and bedecked with flowers. Her grandmothers brought a Maha Garland of Radha Shyam Sundar from Vrindavan, which was placed on Nandrani's body. Amidst the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and the Brahma Samhita, the devotees carried her on parikrama, and Anand Mohan Prabhu completed the final rites. In fact, everything was well taken care of in a true Vaishnava way by Srila Prabhupada's Hare Krishna family of devotees of the Juhu temple. Nandarani lived an entirely pure and blissful spiritual life in Krishna consciousness till she left the body. Both of us have now relinquished all our material pursuits and have fully dedicated ourselves at the lotus feet of our spiritual master to assist him in fulfilling his mission of preaching the philosophy of Krishna consciousness around the world. This MP3 audiobook comprises the realizations of many devotees of ISKCON who had known our beloved daughter Nandarani personally, and also those devotees who had read her memory book titled Remembering Nandarani. We request the listeners to please overlook grammatical errors in the realizations of devotees and keep the mood and sentiments of the devotees in mind. We pray that the listeners will please accept this offering as a sincere and a truthful endeavor to glorify our beloved daughter Nandarani, who led a Krishna conscious life under the shelter of a spiritual master, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami, till she left the body. Hare Krishna.